crystal green water cascades down a stream just 50 yards from the old R&P electroplating plant here on Plum Station Road. In operation since 1977, workers used metal alloys, including cadmium, nickel, zinc, copper, chromium, and beryllium, as well as cyanide, solvent, and acid solutions to clean, plate, polish, anodize, and color metallic surfaces. The owner, Frank Pummel, filed for bankruptcy in 1997, but he left behind contaminated buildings, equipment, nearly 100 drums of chemicals, and open pits filled with dangerous sludge. In 1999, a U.S. Environmental Protection Agency emergency order brought in a hazmat team to remove the chemical waste, but we'll never know how many toxins flowed into this stream, the town branch of the White River, which supplies rural wells and feeds Beaver Lake, a major drinking water supply.
Particularly in Arkansas, we compared, was one of our largest sites as far as an abandoned site in respects to the amount of chemicals left on site.
Clyde Rhodes is chief of the Hazardous Waste Division at the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality. Last April, ADEQ informed the city of Fayetteville it had secured $2.4 million to contract with Southern Environmental Management and Specialties of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, to clean up the industrial site. The job was completed this fall.
Well, the site is about 6 acres, and there was a number of buildings on site that we've since removed. In the floor of one of the buildings was what I would call their plating bath process. All of that concrete and all that material has since been removed. We removed from the site approximately 1,161 cubic yards of contaminated soil. We removed about 6,300 gallons of liquid waste from the site as well. So all of the waste, all of the buildings, has been removed from the site. So if you went out there today, all you would see would be is green grass.
Rhodes said the contaminated soil was hauled to a permitted hazardous waste landfill, the liquid waste treated, and the non-hazardous concrete and debris hauled to Tontytown Landfill. According to state and city environmental documents, when it was in operation, R&P electroplating had a history of national pollution discharge elimination system violations and significant industrial user violations for which it was fined. When it was abandoned and after the first round of chemical vats and barrels of hazardous liquids were hauled away, monitoring wells were installed. They revealed concentrated levels of volatile solvents, heavy metals, acids leaching into both groundwater and soils. And even with the facility ecologically mitigated, monitoring will have to continue, Rhodes said.
I believe those are still original 3 monitoring wells that we have at the site that you're referring to. We will continue to use those wells to monitor the natural attenuation of the cleanup of the groundwater. We really believe since the sources of contamination has been removed that that contamination of groundwater should go away real soon.
Excellent news for folks who enjoy fishing and kayaking at this site. The city does own a narrow strip of land between the old factory and the river, which is adjacent to a city ballpark just north of it. And now Fayetteville hopes to acquire the 6-acre factory site to add to the city's parks and trail system. Don Mars, Fayetteville Chief of Staff, to Mayor Lionel Jordan.
Yeah, it's actually the city is working with the Land Commissioner's Office and the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality, not for acquiring it, but for donating the land to the city of Fayetteville. ADEQ, through their efforts to clean up the old R&P electroplating land, they spent about $2.4 million to remediate it and make it a usable piece of land that actually connects both our White River baseball complex and the Combs Park. It's 6 acres of land that we were approached by the ADEQ to see if the city had an interest in utilizing the land for a public purpose. And that would allow them to not place a lien of $2.4 million to a future property owner if it was used by a municipality for a public purpose. It's a great piece of land that both our trail, master trail plan connects through, as well as used for multi-purpose fields that connect our two park areas together. So we were very much interested in it, providing that the land didn't provide or didn't have any public safety concerns, and we've been assured by ADEQ that it is safe for use, and that it does have a few restrictions as it relates to the use of the water monitoring access that they had to do, and the maintenance of monitoring wells.
So what about the cost of that $2.4 million cleanup? If the owner walked away, who paid for it? ADEQ Hazardous Waste Chief Clyde Rhodes.
Those funds are not paid by taxpayers. That money comes from a remedial action trust fund, which facilities that generate hazardous waste and have hazardous waste at these sites, they pay into that trust fund. So when situations like this arise where a company goes bankrupt, there are funds available that we can go into and use those funds to clean up sites like this.
Great news for taxpayers and the environment. And if you get a chance, visit the site. Exit 15th Street South onto Armstrong, past the City Ball Field and left on Pump Station Road to the river. Look for the river. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.